Sir, the Honorable Minister in charge of the bill has made it quite clear that bill is virtually an integration of two other enhancements that existed before. There has not been any basic departure from the policy laid down by his predecessors, and as such this bill cannot offer any substantial remedy. Now the tea industry is a very important industry from whatever angle you may judge it. If you look at our export trade, this accounts for a large part of our foreign earnings. If you look at the labor, tea industry counts for a million of labor. If you look at it from the point of view of our national health, it also accounts for a substantial portion of our national wealth. Now, tea industry, as has been pointed out by the previous speaker here, is under the domination of the British, and this fact has also been accepted by my honorable friend on the other side of the house, who just finished his speech. Now one has to follow the logic of one's argument. The tea industry has been deliberately kept in the hands of the British, and they have not shown any intention whatsoever to help the Indian interests. You know it very well that here we have Indian interests on the one hand and the British interests on the other hand. The point about such interests should not be dismissed in that cynical fashion in which it has been dispensed by the Honorable Minister. Now at times we find he becomes so what eloquent in speeches and uses certain bitter terms against the British. It may be necessary for a minister to do so, because after all one has to return to the Honorable House of Parliament people, and the tenure is only 5 years and 1 year is gone already. But we would like to Honorable Minister also to balance this words by some action. After all, an announce of action is better than the ton of praises and speeches. It has been given to him to charge certain things. He said that he did not suffer from what want of power. He has plenty of power.